Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. If you're out there looking for deals, you know that there's lots to be found if you know where to look. How do you get into the front of the line for the best deals? That's what we're going to talk about today on the Real Estate Guys radio program. Are you ready for adventure and financial education? Imagine spending an entire week with like-minded investors, world-class educators, and real-world professionals. Join the Real Estate Guys radio show for the 12th annual Investor Summit. Returning this year are Rich Dad Advisors Ken McElroy, Andy Tanner, and Josh and Lisa Lannon, international developer Beth Clifford, attorney Mauricio Raoul, and back for his fourth year, Patrick Donahoe will show you how to be your own bank. Plus, making his summit debut, top sales trainer Tom Hopkins, and returning for his second year, the incomparable Peter Schiff. Peter is one of the few people who called the mortgage meltdown in writing before it happened, so come and find out how you can be prepared for the next economic shift. It all begins March 8th in Houston. Visit realestateguysradio.com and click the tab that says Summit to learn more. Get all the details and reserve your spot today. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click Summit or call 888-GUYS-RADIO to talk with our Summit specialist. Spend a week with the Real Estate Guys and an all-star faculty on the 12th annual Investor Summit. Welcome to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms. Joining us this week in the co-host seat, it's the godfather of real estate, Bob Helms.
Hey, Robert. Great to be here today.
Great to have you sitting in for Russell Gray. We've got a great show, and a lot of this is right up your alley. We're going to talk today about how you get into the front of the line. There are good deals to be found, but in any market, the best deals go to a few people. It's the Pareto principle, the 80-20 rule, right? 80% of the really great deals go to just 20% of the people. And I think in real estate, it's probably more like the 95-5 rule, that the majority of really great deals just go to a very few people.
I'm sure you're right. As a matter of fact, the whole game here is for you to figure out how to be in the 5%, 10%, 20%. Not the 80%, 90%, 95%.
Well, exactly. And if you're just starting in real estate investing, that may seem like a difficult task. But we're going to share some ideas today that I think will have you kind of jump to the head of the line, or at least get closer to the front of the line by the way you behave and the way you build your reputation. And that's what it is. You are building a reputation as well as a portfolio. And if you listen to our show, you've heard us talk about that mindset. But one of the things you're going to find is that deal flow, you know, they say cash flows like oxygen. Okay, well, then deal flows like food. If you don't have deal flow, you're going to wither and die. You've got to have deal flow. Whether you're just investing in your own account, then you've got to have good deals to look for and to hold. Or if you're looking for deals to raise money and put together syndications, even more critical to have deal flow. In that case, it's your business. But how do you make sure that there's going to be a good supply? A lot of people get into a great real estate deal and they go, oh man, that took me months to find, and I got my team together, and I got the loan, and I got the property, and the inspections were all good, and I got a great tenant, and I'm in, and now I need to go find another one. Well, sometimes it's a needle in the haystack, and finding that other one isn't always simple.
I think it's about the arena that you play in and that you hang around in. First of all, we want to focus on the transaction at hand. We always want to make that what we're doing. But we can't just do these serially, wind it up and say, wow, that was a good one. I think I'll start looking for another one. Because if we do it that way, those deals may be few, long, and far between.
Well, every real estate investor in that scenario wakes up unemployed every day. You don't have a deal to chase. I will tell you, if you build a pipeline and a reputation and a Rolodex, you will have an amazing future in real estate. You won't have to ever worry about deals. The best real estate investors are not out shagging deals all day long. The deals show up on their desk. But when you're starting out, the deals aren't showing up at your desk, and probably not the right deals. So let's step back, and I guess we should start with the first thing is to know what a good deal is for you. What is a good deal? If you're looking for a good deal, everybody says they want a good deal. Nobody says, yeah, you know, give me just kind of a mediocre run-of-the-mill deal. Everyone wants a good deal. So what is a good deal? I would submit that it's different for everybody. If you've read our book, Equity Happens, you know we talk a lot about personal investment philosophy. Every investor is different. You have different resources, different desires, different outcomes, different time horizons, different risk profile. You're not the same as the investor sitting next to you. Even if you happen to be married to them, you have a set of circumstances and experience and resources and wisdom and outcomes and goals that make you unique. So you've got to get in touch with that first. What is your personal investment philosophy? And once you do that, now you need a strategy, something I'm going to go after. I might say that overall, I'm a long-term collector of real estate, buy and hold, cash flow for days. That's what I'm after. All right, well, certain real estate is going to fit that and other real estate isn't. So that limits your horizon. You need to get more specific into the kind of deal that makes sense for you right now. Bob, you mentioned it's about the transaction at the table at the moment. So what is that first transaction or next transaction? Or if you've never invested before, what should your first deal look like? Are you looking for something that's priced to sell? Some people want a low-priced property. They want an absolute screaming bargain. And you'd say, well, of course, everybody wants that. Well, not necessarily. Some people are way more interested in finding a property with a lot of upside. And just because a property is priced well doesn't mean it has upside. A really great property with a tenant in place or a triple net lease might sell at a premium. And if you find a don't want or seller that goes, you know what, I'm going to let this one go, that doesn't mean there's any upside in it other than the price. There's nothing you can do. So sometimes it's value added I want. I want to be able to find a property that I can get in, roll up my sleeves, and create some sweat equity. Maybe it's more about terms for me. Yeah, you'll get the best price if you have all cash and can close in 72 hours. But for some of you listening, you don't have all cash. You're not going down to the courthouse steps with cashier's checks. Instead, terms are more important. I might pay a higher price if I got more favorable terms. What would that mean? A lower down payment, a private carry by the seller. Lots of reasons that terms are better than price.
Yes, terms can often be better than the best price because we get more flexibility. And the more important part of that is we get to meet the seller's needs. We always think going in that the seller wants to sell it immediately and he wants the best price he can get, and that's what's important to him. But unless we ask the question, what's important to him, there may well be other things that give us a degree of flexibility we wouldn't have if we were just trying to come with the sharpest pencil and the highest price.
Some of you are going to be looking for a fixer-upper opportunity. Some of you are going to want the fat cow, something that's already done, turnkey, hand me over the keys and have it performing for day one. Sometimes it's positive cash flow that's the driver. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's future appreciation and equity growth. In a couple of weeks, we're going to do a market spotlight on a market that is super strong, super hot right now, where the overall picture of the market is the returns aren't quite as great on a cash flow basis, but the market is poised to appreciate like very few markets on earth right now. So what are you looking for? Are you looking for cash flow? This is another big paradigm. People think they want positive cash flow. And you know what? Positive cash flow is fabulous. But there's a chapter in our book called Positive Cash Flow Sucks. And it's designed to break the paradigm of cash flow in that most investors don't really need the cash flow today. And $300 a month is really hard to get wealthy on. I mean, think about it. What's your big number? What are you after? In 10 years from now, how much income monthly do you want from real estate? I'm looking at a lot of single-family housing deals these days that pay $150 or $200 a month positive cash flow. Well, do the math. If your number's $10,000 a month, how many houses at $150 a month does it take? And the answer is a lot. There's other ways to get to wealth than just cash flow. But many investors are to the point where they have assets and they say, no, I want to turn my assets into a portfolio of cash flow. Awesome, you can do that, but you got to get clear. Maybe buying an undervalued property is more important. Maybe upsides in the rent is more important. You need to get really clear about what a good deal looks like to you, because until you do, anything that comes along will seem like a good deal.
The nice part about positive cash flow is that it allows you to have a property that will pay for itself. It doesn't eat. It's not a big alligator. Now, you have to consider everything when you talk about positive cash flow, not just the rent versus your mortgage payment. You've got to look at all your expenses. You've got to put some contingency money aside for things that go awry. But positive cash flow typically means that you'll be able to carry this property without feeding it. And that's the limitation. If, in fact, you have some negative cash flow, you can't go on forever with negative cash flow. Pretty soon you will run out of enough money to be in the market. You also will be in a precarious position if anything downward happens. So it isn't that we don't like positive cash flow. We absolutely like positive cash flow, but it's not the be-all, end-all.
So the big message here is the better you are at knowing what a good deal is for you, the easier time you'll have getting in the front of the right line. It's not just, I want every deal. You don't want every deal, because here's why. Imagine you got 200 deals across your desk every single week, and those came from brokers and sellers, and people knew that you were the guy. You could get it done. If you only do one deal a month, then you're leaving 799 deals off the table and saying no. How often are people going to continue to bring you deals if you say no? Not very often. So one of the big paradigms to break is you don't need quantity of deal flow. You need quality of deal flow. Today, I will tell you, we have strategically limited the deal flow that we look at and increased the quality tenfold. And we're going to share with you some of the ways we've done that over the years, but it's been a lot of years. Bob's been an investor in seven different decades, right? I've been an investor a long, long, long time, looked at a lot of deals. When you're starting out, quantity is important. Look at a lot of deals. Look at a ton of deals so you get sharp, so you get good at looking at deals. But eventually, you'll waste all your time looking at Me Too deals unless you set up in advance a strategic way to limit your deal flow. So deal flow isn't about quantity, it's about quality. And the first step is to make sure you know exactly what is a good deal for you. Here's why that's important. It is an incredible time saver. When I have a deal come across my desk, in 45 seconds to a minute, I know if I'm even a possible candidate for it. And that's because I've been doing this a long time and I'm crystal clear about what I'm looking for. So the faster I can get to a no helps everybody. Sure, that person that's pitching me the deal wants me to buy it. But if I give them a fast no, that's beneficial to them. As opposed to, well, let me think about it. Let me read over it and send me some more stuff. And what else can you send me? And can we get on the phone? And blah, 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 blah. I'm wasting all this time and then I don't do it. Keep in mind, you are always building a reputation. You want a reputation that is, oh, this is the person we want to go to first with our deal. And it takes a lot to build that reputation. So that's kind of the first step, is get crystal clear on what you want. Next step, we'll talk about when we come back. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Real estate investment advice right in your mailbox. Sign up for the free Real Estate Guys newsletter at realestateguysradio.com.
If you love real estate and have always wanted to own your own business, listen up. The Real Estate Guys and their panel of experts want to teach you how to go full-time fast in the real estate syndication business. These next few years may go down in history as one of the best times ever to acquire investment real estate. There are deals everywhere if you know where to look and how to assemble the resources. The Secrets of Successful Syndication Seminar will show you how to make big money doing big deals from a team of experts that have syndicated projects totaling more than $1 billion. Don't wait for someone to give you a raise or create a job for you. Attend the Secrets of Successful Syndication and learn how to build a team, raise capital, find deals, and make full-time money in 6 months or less. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events. All the big players use syndication as a way to diversify risk, optimize profits, and earn big money. You can too. Go to realestateguysradio.com and click on events.
When it comes to positive cash flow, it's essential to keep expenses and vacancy low. Wouldn't it be great to buy a brand new rental house with a builder's home warranty and a strong jobs market? Now you can. Discover the Build to Rent program from Texas Investor Homes. Buy a brand new rent-ready single-family home in the top job creation market in the U.S., Houston, Texas. Our friend Ron Black has prepared a short webinar with all the details. Send your email request to buildtorent@realestateguysradio.com and we'll send you the link. That's buildtorent@realestateguysradio.com or visit the resource section of our website at realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, this is Peter Schiff and you are listening to The Real Estate Guys.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Guys radio program. Thanks so much for tuning into the show today. Hey, there's still time to join us on the 12th Annual Investor Summit at Sea. We are so excited with what's happening in the summit. There's big news before we're done today, so stay tuned. We're talking about getting to the front of the line and how you make sure that you not only get in the deal flow, but stay in the deal flow. And we talked in the first segment about making sure you know what a good deal is for you. The next thing is to make sure you're ready. You're prepared to move. So the first thing is, be liquid. If you are in the hunt right now for a deal, be liquid. Be ready to go. Be prepared. I can't tell you how many times you get someone that comes along and says, I'm ready. Let's write an offer. And it gets accepted. And they say, great. Now you got to wire $10,000 to the title company. oh, well, I've got to sell some stock and I've got to sell my real estate and I've got to, don't be that person. Be ready to go, be ready to move. So the first is liquidity with whatever cash you're going to need, not just deposit, not just earnest money, but inspections and to hire attorneys and all that stuff you're going to need. The next thing is to get your financing in place. At least be pre-qualified. Talk to a lender. If it's a single family house, that's a little easier today, although the lending world has changed dramatically. The programs around single family, 1 to 4 unit properties, pretty simple. If it's commercial property, you want to get in a conversation with a great commercial lender early. Many times the financing tail does wag the property dog when it comes to what loans are available and how the deal has to be structured to fit the loan. That wasn't always the case, Bob, right back in the day. Pretty easy to get a loan. I mean, they were all 20% down, but you could get one. You never worried about that, like insurance. Never worried about that. Today, you got to do those things ahead of time.
Well, and in a given period of time, loan parameters are not real dynamic normally. I think in the last couple of years, they've been much more dynamic. The only common thing we've seen is that rates have remained fairly low, and that's because of a program to keep them fairly low. However, being ready means you have a pretty good clue about what you can afford. If you don't know what your loans look like, then you don't know how to do all the numbers on the property to see what it takes to make it work. And that means you don't know how to make an offer.
You don't go up and ask someone to dance if you're not prepared to dance once you get onto the floor. What if they say yes, right? So you got to make sure that you know where you are from a financial point, whether it's all cash, whether you need financing, whatever that looks like, you need to be prepared. The next thing you need to do is know the market. Here's what I mean by that. If you're out there making offers on single family houses in a particular geographic area, you need to know that market so that when one comes on, you know whether it's priced well. You know if it's on the right side of the street. You know if it's a great tenant type property and if there's going to be demand for it. Know that ahead of time. Know the rents. Have a property manager who can give you quickly what the rents can be in an area because your broker doesn't always know what the rents are. The broker will say, oh yeah, we'll get $1,200 for this all day long, right? And the property manager goes, $975. Right? Your property manager knows the rents. You need to know the rents. You need to make sure, because good deals go quickly, that you know the market well.
As a matter of fact, it's so important that you personally know what those numbers are, because you have to say who came up with those numbers to start with. The seller did. You think the seller's an expert in what the price should be and what the rents are? I suggest probably not. So, as Robert says, a property manager is somebody you can rely on, but you have to have your own instincts about it, because if you don't, you won't know whether the property is reasonably priced, will meet your criteria. You'll spend a lot of time crunching numbers that don't take you anyplace.
Or even worse, you'll get in a contract and then discover all these things along the way, so you've wasted everybody's time. You had money sitting idle, that whole thing. So be prepared, as the Boy Scouts would say, move quickly, understand where you're at. So let's assume that you've done those two things. You know exactly what a good deal looks like for you, and that's taken some work, and then you're in position. You're ready to go. Where do you find deals? So we're going to go over a whole bunch of sources for deals today. Let's start with sources for mediocre deals. How do you find mediocre deals? Well, you go to the MLS. That's where a lot of mediocre deals are. Or perhaps you look for ads on the internet or in the newspaper. They still have newspapers in some places, right? You look for those, and those are pretty good places to find mediocre deals. Some of the online listing places, LoopNet, PropertyLine, those places, often pretty picked over. A lot of websites have just a bunch of either old, outdated information or not the best deals. Now, if that sounds cynical, here's what it is. Years of experience. Right. When we were in the brokerage business, Bob, we would only advertise which properties?
The ones that didn't sell.
Right. The junk that we couldn't sell. The great deals went quickly. The very best deals went to a short list of clients that we knew could perform. Do you understand that? When we got a listing that was a hot, hot deal, if we didn't buy it personally, which takes disclosure and so forth when you're an agent, we would go to our top clients who we knew could perform because they had before, and we'd get that property sold 9 times out of 10. The property that wasn't priced very well, where the seller wouldn't cooperate or showed terribly or wasn't quite in a great area or too busy of a street, that thing we advertised the snot out of. That thing we had to have ads in the paper, and we had to have, you know, IVR phone systems back then and all the stuff to try to drive traffic to appease the seller. Not just being frank here. So these are not the places to go. I'm not saying you can't find a great deal on LoopNet. We've certainly got a couple of, I'd call them, pretty good deals that way. But none of the best deals have we found that way. In general, the places everybody looks are picked over. You don't want to go there. Now, the MLS, as you've probably heard me say on the show, is a wonderful, wonderful tool. The multiple listing system that agents and brokers use is a wonderful tool if you're a seller. If you're selling a property, especially a residential property, it is a wonderful mechanism to get your property out to the right people who are the agents representing buyers. It drives the price up. I don't want the price driven up when I'm the buyer, so I don't use that tool when I'm the buyer very often. But it's a great tool as a seller. Quick aside, you want to buy a house? It's a great tool. You want to buy a house to live in? Get an agent, get a great house mouse, we affectionately call residential real estate agents, and have them, you know, show you houses, and that's a great way. MLS is great for that, but not for real estate investors. Again, not saying you can't ever get a deal there, just probably not very often. A lot of you flippers out there, rehabbers, it's a great place to sell your property to a retail buyer, but when you're trying to buy wholesale or buy as an investor, that's not the place to go. So enough time on average deals. Where are sources of good deals? All right, I think the number one source of good deals really is your own market knowledge. When you know the market well enough that you know the pricing and you know the rents and you know which part of town to be in and which zip codes are the best and all that, that's huge. But also, there's a lot of folks out there that can help. Bird dogs and wholesalers, people that are out in the market looking for volume and looking for deals. Sometimes wholesale deals are easy to find if you've got a lot of hardworking, energetic entrepreneurs in the market who are wholesaling. That's a great source, and they're probably not going to too many owner-occupants because they work in those kind of circles. Brokers and agents. Brokers and agents can help find you good deals. Now, not the order-taker broker agent, right? The order-taker broker agent says, well, go onto my website and look at my listings and let me know what you want to go see. I'm talking about agents and brokers that specifically work with investors because they get the inventory first.
Yeah, it's very different than just selling and buying houses. Selling and buying single-family houses may be exactly what your plan is, and that will then lend itself more to finding properties on the MLS. But the main thing is this, and it's just the nature of the business. Home sellers typically come on the market every time they move, which is something in the 5 to 7 year range. So if I'm an agent and I'm working with a home seller, and I do a good job for them, when they're ready to move, they're going to call me. I'm going to list their property and sell it. It's a great relationship. The only thing wrong with it is I've got to wait till they're ready to go. If we deal with agents who specialize in income property, they're not limited by people needing to move because they got a new job in Houston. They, in fact, will have a book of business, we'll call it. And I know this because Robert and I did this exact thing when we were agents. We sold homes, but we always sold income property and investment property. So among our clients are people who own duplexes, fourplexes, eightplexes, 12plexes, 20plexes, and none of them need to have a specific event in their lives before they will buy or sell property. They're virtually ready all the time. So if I can bring a fourplex to a guy who owns a duplex, he may be ready to step up. And that's a perfect private offering that never sees the MLS or any advertising or the light of day except one-on-one client and agent with an agent specializing in that part of the game.
All right, so that's absolutely a lesser known and secret source of inventory, but I still have in the good deal category, not the great deal category. Why is that? What Bob said is critical to understand if you're a real estate agent, that you can go make transactions happen anytime. Quickly for you real estate agents out there, if you get your mind around this, it'll be worth millions of dollars to you. Instead of waiting for Joe and Jill to decide to move and now you've got a listing, you manufacture deal after deal. You talk to an investor, maybe a brand new investor wants to buy a duplex. Who do I have in my world that owns a duplex? You put together a transaction. Now your duplex seller needs to buy a fourplex, and you put together that deal with someone in your database. Your fourplex buyer wants to buy an eightplex, put together that deal, and so on. You just created how many transaction sides out of thin air? It's brilliant. It's the way to broker real estate. That's just a quick aside because most of our listeners are not brokering real estate. The reason that kind of transaction, a private off-market deal, is still only a good deal and not a great deal is because that seller isn't going to sell at a bargain basement don't want her price. If you've got a fourplex owner, Bob, and you come to him and go, hey, I got someone to buy your fourplex and I've got this sixplexer you could 1031 into, you can put together that transaction and you did that many, many times. But nobody's getting a killer deal. They're getting a good deal because investor mindset is this. I'll leave a little on the table for the next guy because I want a little on the table in the property I go into, and I know I'm in this long term. A homeowner wants the absolute maximum top dollar for their home, typically. Investors don't think like that. Now, some do. Greedy investors think like that, but the great investors don't. They'll leave some meat on the bone for the next guy, and so you'll get some good deals that way, but we're not yet to the great deals. So we like brokers. In fact, we love real estate brokers. They aren't the only source of deals, but certainly a good broker can help you find deals. What are some other places to get good deals? Other investors. Other investors who perhaps you're able to figure out a way in which you can acquire a property they already have so they can do something else with the money. Again, you might be able to structure a good deal. They're real estate investors, so they're not going to give the property away, but it can be a good deal, and those are going to be off-market deals. What about investor groups? A lot of investor groups have combined resources where they'll attract somebody who has inventory. Right? For years, we did this. We had a big old group of investors who met regularly, and because of that, lots of purveyors of inventory, brokers and developers and land folks would come out of the woodwork saying, hey, we'll give you a really good deal if you can move a lot of property. I remember one night we had over 120 transactions in a 3-hour period. We had a really good year that night. I mean, it's extraordinary. But what happened? All those buyers got incredible deals. So sometimes investor groups can be a source. Now, I said incredible, I meant good. They're good deals, but they're not always great deals. So let's transition into great deals. Everything we talked about up till now, those are definitely sources for deals. Where are the really, really great deals? The number one answer is relationships. People who know you, who you know, where you have not just an acquaintance-level relationship, but a real relationship, normally predicated by previous action. Meaning I have brokers out there in my life that know I can do deals, and they know what I do, and they know I can perform, and they've seen me buy millions and millions and millions of dollars of real estate in my account and with partners and for clients. So because of that, I'm on a shorter list. Relationships are the best way to get real estate. Now, they're hard to form and they take time, but the very best deals I have seen in my lifetime as an investor, I was the only person shown the deal.
Robert, that's because people know that you do a lot of syndications in addition to being a personal investor, which means that you've got a lot broader avenues, a lot of places to go. So people bring you things because they know you either can do it yourself or you're in relationships with other people who can.
All right, good stuff. So the relationship part of that might be principal and it might be brokers. So I'm going to put in this category, great deals, the standout agent or broker. Not just the average agent or broker, or even the income agent or broker. Those are all great people to have on your team. But the standout broker, you know, the 1 in 1,000 broker who really gets after it and scares up the inventory, that person can be a great source. Because sometimes they will run across that don't wanter, that seller that says, I just want out. Just had this happen. A guy goes, listen, I've got a client. He's owned this property for years. Every time I talk to him about selling, he says no, but he's just called me and says he needs to get out right away. It's a great property with great operating history, and it can be sold for a song. Why? This guy has an urgent need in his life. Something has come up for him that is more important than getting the best deal for the property. This will happen to you, but you can't have all those relationships yourself. What you can do is know a lot of people who get in those kinds of deals. And that's the whole part about the relationship. So some of these great relationships that I'm talking about are with brokers, but not just any broker, superstar brokers. The other side of it is principals, sellers and buyers that you've worked with before. If you've been in a transaction with another investor, sometimes that can be the best transaction there is because you're like-minded. I mean, yeah, they want a little higher price and yeah, you want to pay less, but other than that, you're on the same page in the whole thing and you do the same thing. So when you get done with a transaction from someone who's got more inventory, that can be huge. I remember we did a deal, a little deal on a fourplex in Stockton. You remember that deal?
Yes, I do.
And that seller had a huge portfolio, but this was the tip of the iceberg. He was getting on in age and he decided, I want to liquidate my portfolio, hundreds of units. He puts this little fourplex on the market and we end up getting a buyer into that thing, getting a conversation. Before you knew it, he was an excellent source of deal flow and he had property that had been maintained well, that were in good areas. And yeah, he didn't exactly give it away, but his time horizon had changed and he was absolutely willing to give us a really great price because he knew we could perform.
The best deals do come from sellers that are don't wanters. We use that term to cover a lot of categories, but for whatever reason, they're ready to move on. This could be the seller that's been doing this for years, is now ready to retire, and wants to get out of the business. I'm not going to do a 1031 into another property. Instead, I need to get out, and I need to do it on the best terms for me, but I'm ready to sell.
So there you go. That's a lot of sources and places to look, but none of that gets you to the front of the line. How do you get to the front of the line? That's what we're going to talk about when we come back. We're also going to play a real estate trivia, give you a chance to win a prize next. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys Radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Live nationwide, you're listening to the Real Estate Guys. Find out more at realestateguysradio.com.
Do you know what city was ranked number one on Clear Capital's list of highest performing metro markets just this February? It was Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, this is Ken Corsini with Georgia Residential Partners. If you haven't heard, Atlanta has just begun an incredible road to recovering real estate values. With an unprecedented demand from investors and a shrinking supply of inventory, properties in the Atlanta market are poised for tremendous growth over the next few years. At Georgia Residential Partners, our mission is to help as many investors as possible buy turnkey, cash-flowing properties in the Atlanta metro area with as little headache as possible. With conventional and non-conventional financing available, we can help just about any investor in any number of situations buy residential properties in this market. Check us out online at gainvesting.com or call our office at 770-924-5450. Don't let this window of opportunity pass you by.
Here's a real estate trivia question for you. What does Elvis Presley's famous mansion Graceland and affordable, positive cash flow turnkey real estate investing have in common? Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee is home to both Graceland and Terry Kerr's Mid-South Home Buyers. Terry specializes in trouble-free turnkey rental properties. Turnkey means Terry finds, fixes, rents, and manages the property. So all you have to do is put it in your portfolio and collect the checks. It's plug and play. That's music to my ears. Call Terry and his team at Mid-South Home Buyers at 888-510-6838, extension 118. Or find them in the resources area of our website at realestateguysradio.com.
Hi, I'm Robert Kiyosaki, and I encourage you to listen to those wild and crazy real estate guys. They're the best, been working for years, and they know what they're talking about.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Guys Radio program. Thanks so much for tuning into the show today. Hey, if you're interested in doing bigger deals and making bigger money, you gotta come out to the Secrets of Successful Syndication. We're gonna be in Dallas, Texas, March 28th and 29th. This is an awesome event and a lot to learn, and the networking is crazy. Good stuff. Find out more on our website at realestateguysradio.com. Under the tab that says events. Before we get back to our discussion on getting to the front of the line with deal flow, it's time to play real estate trivia, your chance to win a prize by knowing today's real estate trivia question. In just a minute, I'll give you a trivia question that has something to do with real estate, and you will come up with the answer. As soon as you do, whether you know for sure or just want to take a good guess, send us an email to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. trivia@realestateguysradio.com. Include your name, your physical mailing address, and the answer to the question. And if you're the first one that gets it right, you're going to win a copy of The Social Capitalist, a great book from Josh and Lisa Lannon. They're Rich Dad Advisors, and they have a wonderful story about their business and growing a mission-based business and culture. Really, really good stuff. That can be yours if you know today's real estate trivia question. Last week on The Real Estate Guys, we had a show from the archives on practicing safe syndication, and here's what we asked. Which U.S. state had the most foreclosures in 2013? Well, the answer? Florida. Sunny Florida, according to Realty Track, had one in every 33 housing units receiving a foreclosure filing last year. Now, just to give you some perspective, nationally, one in every 96 housing units received a foreclosure filing in 2013. So one out of 33 housing units. In number two, second place, a lot of folks guessed this, Nevada, followed by Illinois. There you go. Here's our trivia question for this week. Which country has the most coastline? Of all the countries on Earth, which one has the most coastline? You could think about that and guess, or maybe you know. Either way, quickly get us an email to trivia@realestateguysradio.com. Include your name, mailing address, and the answer to which country has the most coastline. The first person that gets it right will win Josh and Lisa Lannon's great book, The Social Capitalist. That's today's real estate trivia question. We're talking today about getting into the deal flow, and specifically, how do you get in and stay in the deal flow? And that's what's going to be important to you as you continue your investing, whether you're brand new to investing or you got lots of units. And seasons and cycles come and go. There's sometimes when there's great bargains everywhere, and there's sometimes when it's hard to get a deal. You always want to be positioned that in either case, you go to the front of the line.
Yeah, it's so important that you become the client that your realtor or whichever source you're using wants to bring this deal to. We alluded to Robert doing that. He's been doing that his whole career. So what he has built is a great reputation. A reputation is what, a guy who looks at and listens to deals? No, a guy who looks at, listens to deals, and completes the transaction for the property. That's how you stay in line to get the look first next time.
Absolutely. What you're building is a reputation, and you build your reputation by performing, which means you got to close on deals. Or you've got to show up well, meaning you get in a contract, you put your money in earnest, you immediately get your inspections done, and if there's a legitimate reason to get out, you get out. No harm, no foul. No one is going to fault you for getting out of a deal you shouldn't be in. Typically, with tenant-occupied properties, we don't get to see inside the home. We make an offer subject to inspection. You might make the inspection a week later or 3 days later or that afternoon and say, no, it's not what I thought it would be. This isn't for me, and you get out. That's fine. That won't hurt your reputation. Unless you do it 1,000 times in a row, right? Your reputation is built on performance. So what does that mean? Performance is a lot. First of all, it means that you make a quick decision. It's okay to say no to a deal, but do so quickly. We kind of talked about that, but you got to understand the why behind it. Brokers are busy. Good deals go quickly. If you're near the top of the list, even to start with, not at the top, but near the top of the list, then you need to be respectful of everybody's time, the sellers, the agents, and the other potential buyers. So if it's not for you, say it's not for you. It's amazing. I was talking to a broker the other day, and he was telling a story about a guy who came into his office for the first time, never met him, and said, listen, I got a lot of cash. I'm ready to make a deal. When you get the greatest deal you've seen all year come across your desk, call me. And this agent laughed and said, well, that sounds like a great offer, sir, but what you really should understand is when I get that deal you're talking about, and I do, I'm calling someone that's already bought from me because I know they can perform. I mean, no offense, but I don't know you from Adam. And frankly, he wasn't really liking the guy's attitude. And that's a huge key. Like it or not, people do business with people they like to do business with. Once you've reached a level of success in your life, you realize that life is just too short to deal with idiots and demanding people and rude people. You just don't want to do it, and you don't need the money anymore. Now, not everyone listening is at that stage yet. So how you get to the front of the line, one of the big, giant secrets is to be a nice person, to react quickly when they call or email, to smile, to thank them when they do a great job, to appreciate all the work and research they've done. Be a person they look forward to talking to.
We could say, just tell the truth. If it's of interest to you and you think you can do it and you want to pursue it, then do that. But if it has no interest for you or you don't have the ability to do it, you'll serve yourself and everybody else better by simply saying, thanks so much for bringing me this. I can't do this one, but I'd like to see your next one.
Absolutely. Now I'm going to take it a nuance further, which is this. As you network with other real estate investors, make it your mission to understand what they're looking for, what their hot spot is, what they're interested in. Here's why that's so critical. Today, when I get a deal that comes across my desk, rarely do I just say no. Rarely. Occasionally it happens because it's unique or just I can't think of anyone that it would work for. But more often than not, if I say no, it's always like this. You know, I appreciate looking at this. This is so interesting. I don't think I'm your guy, but you know what? I know someone who might be interested in this. And you make the referral. Be a connector. Being a connector is the secret to being well-respected in the real estate business. You may not find the deals right for you, but you may know someone for whom it is. That's just as much the reason that I'll get the call as the fact that I do deals. I'll get the call because people know that I know other people. That's the reputation you want. And the way you do that is easy because other real estate investors like to talk real estate investing. When you're out at events, when you're going to the investor summit at sea, when you're at a local investor club meeting, find out about other people. You always talk about networking, right? Get your business cards and all that. And you want to do that. But what do you do with that information? Dedicate yourself to finding deals for other people. I don't mean for a fee. I don't mean as a broker. I mean to build relationship and deal karma. The more people I help, the better I'll do. Zig Ziglar said, you can have everything you want in life if you just help enough other people get what they want. So when someone brings you a killer deal, don't just say, nah. say, let me think about who might be good for this deal.
I really like that attitude because this is a game that's much longer than one or two or 10 deals that you do. It's really about how you show up in the community, where you are on your plan, and who can you bring along with you. One of the reasons that Robert teaches syndication is because it's a perfect way to involve others in the deal, to let them have the benefit of what's going on. And at the same time, there are other reasons that you might do that. For example, the project may be bigger than you can do alone. You may want to involve some partners with you who have skills that are complementary that you don't, etc. There are a lot of reasons why you may do it, but I like to think of the fact that you have the opportunity to let others who are serious become successful and play in the game with you.
Well, and the enlightened self-interest part of that is, if you're doing more deals because you're raising other people's money, so you're not limited by just your own account and your own portfolio, if you're able to do more transaction volume, guess what? You get on more of these lists. Now, I won't say that I am the first person called by most of my broker relationships. I'm not naive enough to think that's true. I just want to be in the top five, right? Because sometimes I can be the first guy that gets the call and sometimes not. But the way you do that is your mission is to develop or nurture long-term relationships with people who can control or have access to inventory. Who are those people and why do they want to deal with you? Remember the movie Wall Street and Bud was trying to meet with Gordon Gekko, the big Wall Street guy, and he just tried every possible angle. Remembered his birthday, brought by a gift, called every day, tried to work with a gatekeeper, and his persistence paid off. Now, obviously, it's a Hollywood movie, and I'm not saying that it ended that well for Bud, but I am saying that if you want to get in relationships with top people, there's a couple of keys. First of all, you got to get around top people. I mean, how are you going to get in relationship with someone if you don't spend time with them, right? You want to get around those people. How do you do that? Go to where they are and have interesting things to say. Now, what I'm about to tell you may sound like a shameless pitch for our 12th Annual Investor Summit at Sea, but I'm going to say it anyway. We have Peter Schiff coming on the summit. Peter Schiff has written some amazing books. His latest book is incredibly well-researched and well-written. And I'll tell you what, if you were coming on the summit, my advice to you would be read the book before you come and then get in a conversation with Peter about his book. Do you think Peter Schiff or Ken McElroy or Tom Hopkins are interested in someone who's interested in them? Of course. What a shortcut. I just had a chance to sit with someone whose work I really respect, and the fact that I could talk intelligently about what this person said and wrote and did instantly had me endeared to them. Now, I'll tell you what, it wasn't a place where I had any real credibility going up front. I wasn't introduced. They didn't even know the nature under which I was interested. I just said, hey, love your work, right? And it kind of started into, oh, this and this, and you start talking about, well, now you said this. That happens to us. People come on our field trips and they start saying, well, now on the podcast 2 weeks ago, you said this. And, you know, 6 weeks ago on the podcast, you had this guest. And I turn up and say, man, you really do listen to the show, right? We just had the opportunity, Bob, you and I, to meet a whole bunch of listeners, right? We talked to all kinds of listeners at this big event we went to, and it was great. And you can tell when someone's interested in your stuff and you're more interested. It's just the way it works. So getting in relationship with these movers and shakers and the great brokers is a lot easier than you would think. Go to where they are, be interested. Couple of big market guys I like, guys that are doing a market analysis and watching what's happening in real estate markets. Typically, they're folks that are consulting to builders and developers. Right? I'm on their email list. I read what they do, but they also and occasionally put in their email, hey, I'll be speaking at this event, or hey, I'm a panelist at this. So either go to that or listen to it and reach out and say, hey, I love what you said here. That's how you form relationships. And then the next thing is for them to get to know who you are, the kind of deals you're interested in, and if there's a basis for doing business, awesome. We're talking about getting into the deal flow. There's a bit about how you can continue to build your relationship and make sure you're on the short list to call. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you can not only find a great agent, but be a great client so you get more deals from that venue. You're tuned to the Real Estate Guys radio program. I'm your host, Robert Helms.
Need help with your real estate investment portfolio? Check out the resources page at realestateguysradio.com.
Are you ready to profit in paradise? Hi, it's Robert Helms, and if you think real estate investing means tenants, toilets, and termites, think again. Located just a short plane ride from the U.S., a virtually untouched paradise awaits, the beautiful country of Belize. When you go to Belize with the Real Estate Guys, you'll spend four fabulous days discovering one of the most intriguing real estate markets I've ever seen. With its jungle rainforests, pristine beaches, and 81-degree turquoise water, Belize is one of the most beautiful places on Earth. Plus, it's considered one of the top seven tax havens in the world. And why U.S. real
real estate continues to drop, Belize property is on the rise, and many experts think the best is yet to come. But don't just take my word for it. Come experience Belize firsthand at our upcoming investor field trip. When you join us, you'll discover the many reasons we love Belize, like tremendously undervalued beachfront land, super low taxes, ease of doing business, and so much more. Get the details at realestateguysradio.com. Just click on events. See paradise for yourself. Click events at realestateguysradio.com, and I'll see you in beautiful Belize.
Have you ever been frustrated with your bank? Denied a loan? Charged excessive fees? Hassled over late payments? Don't worry, you're not alone. What if you could become your own bank? Set your own terms? Interest would be paid to you. All your monthly payments could be reused for other purchases. Now you can. There is a cash management system that families, business owners, and investors have used for decades, which allows you to be the bank. For a free article from our friends at Paradigm Life, visit www.beyourbank.com or call us at 1-888-510-6838, extension 116.
Hello, this is Dave Leniger, co-founder of RE/MAX International. You're listening to The Real Estate Guys.
And welcome back to The Real Estate Guys radio program, doing our best to get you to the front of the line with great deal flow. I'm your host, Robert Helms. With me, the godfather of real estate, Bob Helms. Russ Gray is on assignment this week, but he'll be back with us next week. In fact, next week it's Ask the Guys, so get your cards and letters in. If you have a question for The Real Estate Guys, go to our website at realestateguysradio.com and click the button that says Ask the Guys. We'll answer a whole bunch of those questions next week. And before we're done today, we have a major announcement, so stay tuned. In the meantime, our last segment today is really about how you not only find great agents, those super brokers we talked about, but also how you become a great client, because that is the really other important side of the coin.
Yeah, and it's harder than you think if you're a beginner and you're looking for agents and you're finding people who don't seem to know what you're talking about. I'm sorry to tell you, that's the norm. However, you don't have to be average and work with mediocre agents and folks out there. You need to find the best ones you can. So we first might define, what's the best agent? The best agent is somebody who is knowledgeable, who will help me put together a credible offer using his experience, particularly when I'm a beginner. Now, some of you may be agents, you know how to do this, but for those of you who are not, what I'm really talking about is the fact that most real estate agents help people buy and sell homes they want to live in. The agent you are looking for, however, is someone who really understands income property, who is a specialist in that. It doesn't mean they don't have a house to live in or that they couldn't help you do that. What you're looking for is somebody who understands this game thoroughly. It's a very big shortcut. And what we'd really like, as with all our team members, is for that agent to be an investor. That's the perfect real estate investment agent as far as I'm concerned.
You know, it's controversy there, right? Because people say, well, wait a minute, if the agent I have is also buying stuff, aren't they going to take the best deals first? Well, let them, right? They can't buy everything. So yeah, I'd much rather have an agent that is doing deals in their own account than someone who just read about it in a book. Well, how do you feel when you say to the waitress, hey, what's good here? And she says, oh, I don't eat the food here. That's not what you're looking for. You're looking for an agent that goes, listen, I bought three of these fourplexes last month. I'm tapped out. The guy's got one more. Do you want it? That's the call I want. Not, oh, you like fourplexes, don't you? Yeah, I got one that I heard about. I don't know much about them. What does that mean? It has four units? What does that mean? That's not who you want. You want the expert. But here's a dirty little secret. Most really great expert real estate agents have a book of business. They already have a short list. They're not looking for some green, wet behind the ears, read a couple of books, been to a couple of seminars. I might someday want to invest people to take 3 hours of their time. Just being blunt, the reality check is you may say, I'm going to go seek out the best agent in town. You're going to be humbled by that unless you really can perform. And most people starting out can't. So you got to work it little by little by little. You might start with one agent and trade up. One of the things you have to understand, though, is the key to the agent's heart is loyalty. Don't be one of these folks that says, oh, I got three or four agents in that market looking for properties for me. Oh, yeah, these three agents, they're out there every day looking for me. No, they're not. I'll tell you that. They're not. They're not looking for you. You know who they're looking for? The guy who has promised his eternal loyalty to them. Now, I know a lot of real estate agents, but they're not generally competing real estate agents in any market, any property type. Be loyal.
That's a subtle but urgent point. It's like your business. We spend a lot of money to develop our customers. When we have a problem, we need to take care of them rather than look for a new one. So we need to service them. That's exactly the kind of relationship that your agent wants to form with you. They want to know who you are. They want to know that how reliable you are. And they want to know that you perform when you say you will.
Another great way into an agent's heart, refer business to them. Refer your friends, other investors. If you've got an agent out there that's doing the thing for you, you're only going to have a certain level of volume inside your portfolio. If you syndicate deals a little more, but still just a certain level, start to refer other folks, become the best referrer, the connector we talked about yesterday. You're going to find your way on that short list, which is what you're wanting. And here's the other side of it. Don't nickel and dime the agent. Don't ask the agent to cut their commission. That is beginner's language. For whatever reason, there's these folks that teach you need to ask the real estate agent to kick in some. Just imagine that. Put yourself in their position for a minute. When you come across an absolute killer, don't wanter, amazing deal, are you going to call the person who consistently asks to get in your pocket? I don't think so. Would you? Absolutely not. Agents don't cost money. The greatest agents make you money.
More than that, we're talking about the great agent being in scarce supply. You better treat that agent the way you want to be treated. You need to make sure that you refer all the business you can to them. As Robert says, do not ask them to cut their commission. You want to be on the top of their list? Think about paying them a bonus.
And one more thing, act quickly and definitively. When your agent needs something from you, a document signed, an inspection reviewed, get off your butt and do it. Don't keep them waiting. The whole premise is this. You want to be the person that this agent can't wait to do another deal with. Be friendly, be respectful, be nice, be firm, be serious, but get it done. And then be a resource to them. Refer them business. Thank them for their hard work. Look diligently at anything they put in front of you. Give them a quick no. Endear yourself to the agent and perform, and you will get, if not at the top, very close to the top of the list. Hey, before we're out of here today, we have a gigantic, cool, really exciting announcement. Even though we really don't have room on our faculty for 2012, we have a new faculty member joining us for the 2012 Investor Summit at Sea, and we only have four cabins left. From SovereignMan.com, the amazing Simon Black is coming with us in the 12th Annual Investor Summit at Sea. I am so excited. I've been a follower of Simon's and a reader of his notes from the field email for many, many years. We've just gotten to know each other, and it's been really fun in the relationship building aspect of it. He rarely speaks at conferences, and I don't think he's ever given anyone 8 days of his time, but he is coming with us, and he's also bringing an extraordinary guest, his personal attorney, who is a tax and asset protection international attorney, very well regarded, two additions to our summit faculty. I'm thrilled about it personally, and I'd love to share it with you. If you're not yet signed up for the 12th Annual Investor Summit at Sea, we leave March 8th from Houston, Texas. All the details on our website at realestateguysradio.com. Go to the button that says Summit. Maybe thanks to the Godfather for helping out today. Make sure you're managing your reputation in such a way that you get to the front of the line and you'll have all the deals you need. Until next week, and ask the guys, go out and make some equity happen.
This episode of the Real Estate Guys Radio Show is brought to you by Paradigm Life, powerful cash management strategies using life insurance. Learn more at beyourbank.com. Mid-South Home Buyers, low-cost, turnkey cash flow properties in Memphis, Tennessee. Corporate Direct, asset protection strategies for real estate investors from attorney and rich dad advisor Garrett Sutton. Find these and other great companies under the Resources tab at realestateguysradio.com. To learn how you can expose your product or service to the Real Estate Guys audience, call 888-489-7723 extension 4. That's 888-489-7723 extension 4. Or use the feedback page at realestateguysradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week right here on the Real Estate Guys Radio Show.